Professor Nico Smit, he's the director of the Unit for Environmental Sciences and Management at the Northwest University. A huge story and a huge breakthrough for South Africa. New species of fish parasite named after Xena, the warrior princess. It's a great breakthrough. If you can just shortly elaborate on that.
Thanks, Peter. I think this species description came out just together with a global assessment on biodiversity, where we're talking about a million species under threat, but then on the other hand, we're actually describing new species that not even know what is their status. And this specific group of species that we've described in this paper is very interesting. It's parasites of fish, but they interesting in the sense is that they can actually change behavior of the fish. Some of the species go into the mouths of fishes and then replaces the tongue of the fish and function as the tongue of the fish. And this is the only known case where a parasite replaces a functional body part of an organism and then function as that body part. So it's quite excited. It made world news because the name of one of the parasites we named after the princess warrior Xena, and our student chose specifically that name because she felt that the female parasite, which is the large one, the strong one, actually reflects this whole princess warrior that is the strong female character. So yeah, so that's always fun to name a species, and also if it's a name that the local people can associate with, or the communities can like to read about it. So yes, yeah, so I think it's a nice contribution from our side to not only look at how species are disappearing, but contributing new species to the world, and in this case it's really quite unique fish parasite.
Now you've put South Africa on the map, and as a director of the unit, are you proud of what happened and that it originated through South Africa?
Yes, definitely. It's always great to see our students excel. And the nice thing is the specific student who led this work, Sarita van der Vol, she's currently in Germany doing a PhD. And it shows that the students that we train in South Africa, it's an international training because they get accepted for dual degrees as well as other PhDs degrees internationally. So it's fun to work with this type of animals, and it's great to train students who really bring it far.
The voice of Professor Nico Smit, he's director of the Unit for Environmental Sciences and Management at the Northwest University.